Now then, ready?
Yes.
This is your old friend Sandy Powell again. Now, I'd like to tell you, you may be interested to know how it is I came to live in Eastbourne. Well, the first time I came to Eastbourne was way back in 1916. I was only 16 years of age then, you know. And it was in a review which was playing at the London Hippodrome. And the stars in the show were Harry Tate, you may remember him, Shirley Kellogg and Violet Lorraine. Now, Harry Tate was famous for his very, very funny sketches. The best known, I think, was Motoring. Now, he always had two stooges. One was supposed to be his son and the other the son's friend. They were about 14 years old. And they wore Eton suits and tall hats. Typical dopey lads they were, you know. Well, the London show was such a success that they decided to take out a touring company, and it was called Business as Usual. And I was engaged to play one of the boys. I think my salary was £7 a week. Well, the first week of our tour in the provinces was to open at the Devonshire Park Theatre, Eastbourne. Now, playing the part, the star part, in the Harry Tate part, was a comedian, a very good one, called Harry Piddock. And the leading lady was Ouida McDermott. Now, we had a sketch in the show called Fortifying Your Home. This, of course, you realise, 1916, right in the middle of the First World War. And this sketch, it was sort of a burlesque, fortifying the garden against the Zeppelin raids. Well, on the first night, the comedian missed his entrance in this sketch, and there was I on the stage all alone. I thought, this is my chance. So I went into a routine of patter, all about the wife, and I did gags about the mother-in-law, all completely out of place, of course, because I was supposed to be a lad of 14 years of age. Well, I got some good laughs, and right in the middle of the patter, the leading lady came on the stage and gave me a real smack right in the face. And she said, and the audience heard her, she said, Harry Piddock is the principal comedian. Well, when we'd finished the sketch, I saw the manager of the show, Charles Henry, coming towards me, and I thought he was going to thank me for stepping in and saving the show. But I was so wrong. He gave me the sack. Told me never dare to do anything like that again, and told me I was to finish the following week at the Pleasure Gardens Theatre, Folkestone. I remember very well on that Saturday night, we had no money, only enough to get us to London, and my mother and I were walking back to the digs in the blackout, and both of us crying. Now, many years later, I came back to Eastbourne, this time to appear at a Sunday concert on the pier, with someone I'm sure you all knew very well, Clarkson Rose. He ran that wonderful summer show, Twinkle. Clarky pretended he always put on his shows in the ballroom. That's the pavilion, you know, the shore end of the pier. He presented Twinkle there for many years. Well, then the Second War broke out. All theatres and music halls were closed down. And the directors of the Pier Company promised Clarky he could return to put his shows on again on the pier after the war ended. And they kept their word. But this time, Clarky said, Clarky, we want you to appear and do your show at the sea end of the pier in the theatre. But Clarky turned it down. He said, no, I think it's too far for people to walk up that pier, especially in bad weather, to see a show. And if I can't come back into the ballroom, then, as we've always done before, I'd rather not do it. Now, at this time, Walter Fellows and Anona Wynn were in control of the old Hippodrome in Eastbourne, running variety shows and reviews, and he came to an arrangement with the Pier Company to present a summer show called Star Wagon. This was in 1947, and it had as its principal comedian a very popular comic on the air, Leonard Henry. It was very successful, and the following year, they approached me to come into the show for 1948. Now, this caused quite a commotion in the press, and one big national newspaper giving a list of artists appearing in the various summer shows that year, and when it came to Eastbourne, it said, and appearing in Eastbourne at the Pier Theatre this year is Sandy Powell, who we think is most unsuitable. Sandy would be all right for Blackpool, Scarborough, Great Yarmouth, or even Brighton, but never, never for Eastbourne. Well, this really upset me. But I'm grateful to say that the people of Eastbourne on the opening night gave me a great welcome, and the show was a big success. The Pier Company wanted me to come back the following year, but I'd already arranged with Walter Fellows to go into his other show, that was 1949, at the Pleasure Gardens at Folkestone. Well, then the Pier people said, well, will you come back the year after? So I came back in 1950 and stayed in the show for 15 years. Not only myself, but my wife, Kay White, and Norman Meadows. Walter Fellows died, and the Pier people asked Norman and I if we'd take over the whole thing, which we did. The show we called, if you may remember it, Starlight. Yes, you'll remember that name, I think. Well, I did 15 seasons, and Norman and I produced and directed the whole show. I decided that I'd come out of the show after all those years, and it was then that we found a fine young comedian, Ken Roberts. Well, he scored a great success and stayed in the show for 3 years. I've been all over the country since then. I went to Llandudno, where I'm going this summer, funny enough, Felixstowe, Brighton, Bournemouth, and I still used to play on my own show at the Pier on Sunday nights as a guest. I used to enjoy this. Then another year, we had Don Smoothie as our principal comedian. That was his first appearance in Eastbourne, and he's now, as you probably know, a great favourite in Eastbourne. Then we had Frankie Holmes, another fine comedian. Then we had tragedy. On January the 7th, 1970, the Pier Theatre was destroyed by fire. And we lived just opposite the pier, and we went to the entrance, saw all the flames and the smoke, and it's a terrible feeling to see your living going up in flames. Thank goodness no one was hurt. That was the main thing. And I said to my wife, I said, Kay, well, what do we do now? It seemed like the end of the world. And I thought, what a terrible start for a new year. Here we are in January, we're going to have a bad time. But you know that old saying, you never know what's round the corner. Well, it happened to me that year. It's been called my golden year. I went into the Hippodrome show, that was our opposition, the golden years of Music Hall. I went as the guest artist. I did a play for the BBC. I did documentary films. Then I was the subject in This Is Your Life. And the same year, chosen to appear in the Royal Variety Show at the London Palladium. Then flew out the end of December to South Africa, where we went out for 6 weeks and stayed for 5 months. Thank goodness the show was successful. And as I say, you never know what's round the corner. We've now lived in Eastbourne for nearly 20 years, and I still have a strong link with the pier, as my friend and partner, Norman Meadows, is now the general manager there. Well, bye-bye for now, and here's to the next time. Do you mind if I say it? Can you hear me, Mother?